have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Man, I mowed the lawn this morning. I think it might be the last time, maybe, that I have to mow the lawn this year. But I don't know, man. It was 92 degrees when I mowed the lawn. But they say a cold front is coming by the weekend. I am recording this on Thursday, and who knows? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. And I love mowing my yard. You know, I went for a period of time. I guess it was about almost 2 months this year that I could not mow the yard. Something was going on, and I was too weak to mow the yard, and in too much pain to mow the yard. I was having a back problem, an upper back problem, that was, as it turns out, all muscular, and when I reached down to pull the cord, start the mower, that was it. That was it for me for the day. And it was so frustrating because I'm a go to work kind of guy, and I trimmed a plant, and that worked out real well. I just used my hand, my hand loppers, and trimmed a plant, and the stuff fell down to the ground. I reached down and I grabbed all the stuff to, haul it down to the street, and just going down, bending over, and reaching down and grabbing all that stuff. Boom, that was it. So I went about 2 months. I had to pay somebody to mow my yard, and I just hated that. Well, finally, after, I hate the fact that it took drugs to fix things, but I took muscle relaxers for a couple weeks, and it seems to have helped. I tried all kinds of other stuff that didn't help, but the muscle relaxers seems to have helped. I don't have the pain that I had before. I still get a little pain across my back, but I'm out and able to do things, and everything is good, and it's fall. 92 degrees today. My grass needed mowing. I went out, I mowed the grass, I edged the grass, I weed-eated the grass, I used the blower. Lawn looks marvelous. Lawn looks marvelous. And I said, man, next week got to do it again. But then I saw the weather report, and it said, cold front coming through. Well, they said that we actually had a cool day. When I say a cool day, we had a day that it was like 82, 83. One day, rained that day, and it was, we had fall for one day. And it just the next day, 90. So I don't know, man. I'm frustrated about this winter not happening, or this fall not happening yet. And this is the middle of October. So I can legally use my fertilizer, and I haven't used my fertilizer because it's been too stinking hot. Now, I got fertilizer sitting in my garage, ready to go, ready to spread all over the yard, spray all over the grass, spread all over the flower beds, spread all over the shrubs. I'm going to my brother's house to do the same thing. Can't do any of it. It's just been too hot. Hopefully this weekend. We'll see. We shall see. I got to watch this very closely. Just kind of like fall into this and see what's happening. Fall into fall. Did I say that right? Oh, guess what else I did this afternoon? I am old. I'm older than dirt. I found out something today. This is the first time I went for an eye exam. I've been having some problems, and some problems with my left eye. I was down in Bradenton a couple months ago, and I was in the backyard with this guy. It was for a realtor down there. I was looking over a backyard, and the lady that was buying the house came back, and she's asking me a million questions. And it turns out she's an ophthalmologist. And I said, okay, you know, I've helped you. Now you have to help me. She goes, what's that? I said, look into my eyes and tell me what's going on with my left eye. And, oh, my goodness, this woman, by the way, was an exquisitely, and I don't want to sound sexist, but she was an exquisitely beautiful woman. Inside and out, she just was like the coolest lady ever. She grabbed my face with both of her hands. She grabbed my face and held it right up to hers, and she looked into my eyes, and she said, you need to go and see an ophthalmologist. Don't see an optometrist. See an ophthalmologist about your left eye. I said, why? She goes, just go do it. I said, okay. Well, dealing with my insurance, dealing with my busy lifestyle, dealing with the fact that I then went into that situation with my back, I didn't get to see, you know. So finally, I noticed that things were getting worse with my eye. So I said to, you know, I have an HMO, and you have to go through your doctor. And I went through the insurance company, and the insurance company says, oh, you got to see an optometrist first. I said, no, I'm supposed to see an ophthalmologist. And, well, see your doctor first. So I went and saw my doctor, my regular doctor. My doctor said, oh, I'm going to skip you right through to an ophthalmologist. Going to make the appointment for you. I said, great. Next thing I know, they had an appointment set up for me with an ophthalmologist north of me. And then all of a sudden, the ophthalmologist called the next day or the day before the appointment and said, oh, we don't take your insurance. I don't know why your doctor hooked you up with us, but we don't take your insurance. I said, okay, call doctor back. Doctor said, what? Anyway, they hooked me up with this one. I said, okay, ophthalmologist. I go down there today to this place. I swear. Do I want to tell this story? Probably. I'm going to do it real quick. I'm just going to do it real quick. I go to this place, and it's in a strip center. And on one side of it is a pawn shop. On the other side is a beer garden, a bar. You only serves beer. And a place right there in the middle. And I go in there, and they run me through all this stuff. And then this lady comes out and says, all right, now you get to come back and see me. They dilated me. I've never been dilated. That hurt, and it was weird. And this woman takes me back, and I assume she was the doctor. She didn't introduce herself to me. And she's having me stare this way, there, that. And finally, you know, all these little lights and all this weird stuff going on, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, yeah, you have a cataract in your left eye, and it's kind of growing a little fast. And we need to get that out. But you have to go down now and have an appointment with an ophthalmologist at our other clinic, which is 4 miles that way. And I'm going, huh? You know, and I'm kind of like, and she goes, just go up front, they'll set you up. So I go up front, and I said, like, oh, you have to have an appointment with the ophthalmologist. I said, who is that person I just saw? Oh, well, that's Dr. So-and-so. I said, not an ophthalmologist. They said, oh, no, she's an optometrist. I said, I specifically wanted to see an ophthalmologist. She goes, well, in our system, you have to see the optometrist first, then you go see the ophthalmologist. So I had to I have to go do this whole thing again with an ophthalmologist. Then they'll send me to see a ophthalmologist who does eye surgery, who will then take out the cataract. I guess. I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a little freaked out by the whole thing. This whole thing has me totally unsettled. And I don't think I'm going back. I'm going to go to another one, but I got to get together with insurance person and say, let's do this the right way. Yeah. Swear, you have to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody's going to take care of you. You know, you just follow through the system. I have no faith in them now. I just have absolutely no faith. Oh, back to gardening. Anyway, what can I say? So after I mowed the lawn today, I turned over the mower, cleaned out the bottom. I always clean off the bottom of my mower. Now, I need, and I'll tell you what I need, and most people don't have it, I need an air blower, a air compressor, because that's the best way to clean off the bottom of your thing. But you know how I do it? I take my blower, and I turn it up on the side, and I just blow underneath it real quick, get a lot of stuff out, and, you know, it's okay. But an air compressor where I can go in there and just blow it away wonderfully will probably be a better idea. And then the other thing I do after I'm done with that is I take the hose with a high pressure thing and I just kind of zip out the bottom of it, and then I let it dry and, you know, put it back in a garage, and off we go into the races. That's what I do. I would like to skip the water and go straight to an air compressor and just put high air in there. But not everybody can do that. But this is what I would like to do. Maybe next year when I convert to an electric mower, which I have yet to determine which electric mower that is going to be. Still working on that. Still part of the puzzle. Still part of everything that needs to come around. And I thought, as we go into October, that I would be getting news releases and all kinds of things from all the different mower people saying, this is, because I usually do. You know, Toro usually sends me a bunch of stuff. Lawn Boy usually sends me a bunch of stuff. Oh, this is what's, you know, coming out for next year. And I thought that that came in October. Maybe it comes in November or December. I don't know. But I'm not getting anything yet. Maybe I'm just, you know, I don't know. Maybe nobody knows who I am. I don't know. Although I got a really neat book. And I might even give that away later in another segment, not in this segment. But I got to tell you, I am looking forward to going electric next year with some mower. Right now, top of the list, the eGrow electric mower, battery-operated electric mower, top of my list. Because that's, you know, I've used a couple of them that are out there right now. When I say used, I've used the eGrow a bunch, another one I used I wasn't terribly impressed with. But right now, that's the top of my list. But again, I've been told by people who know a lot of new models are coming out this year. Keep your eye on the ball, and things will be ready to go. I don't know. We work on these things. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos, and this is your favorite radio station.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Is going to be here where I live eventually. It was 92 degrees today. When I mowed my yard this morning, I cranked the lawnmower up at 10:45, and my outside thermometer said 92. I said, this is the middle of October. You know, this is the 18th that I'm recording this. This is October 18th, and it's 92 degrees. It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. I just don't understand life sometimes. You know, I just get so confused. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and my grass looks stunningly beautiful. It just does. You know, I'm so glad that I can get out and work in the yard again after not being able to for almost 2 months. But now back out there working in the yard, loving it. Now fall's here. Fall's here. As soon as that weather breaks, and they're saying this weekend it might, you know. They said it before, and it didn't. So I don't know if I believe them. I don't know if I believe them. I just don't know. My former producer, young man by the name of Robert John Joseph, Billy Goat, Mike Thomas, Sweet Daddy, Henry J. Corley III, went to work when he left me, when he left my nest as the producer of my radio show. He went to work for the Weather Channel, and when he was there, they were really good at predicting the weather. And then all of a sudden, they had a big cut of people, and out he went. And ever since then, I just haven't been able to, you know, haven't felt good about it. Yeah, they're probably just as good. That's just what it is. But the weather thing is here. All right, I want you to know something. I get books in the mail. I get lots of gardening books in the mail that come to me. People send me gardening books, and most of them I don't tell you about. As a matter of fact, for years, what I would do is I would take these gardening books that came in the mail, and I would put them in the old studio in the other part of the house. I would put them on the wall behind me, and the stack would get about as tall as I am. And then we'd have to figure out something to do with it. And I gave away bunches of them, but the postage, you know, books are heavy. Costs a lot of money to ship them. So I didn't do that. And one time, I think I took, 80 books down to a thrift store that, you know, and I just, look, brand new books with press releases in them. And we dropped them all off. And then the pile just kept growing. And I'll tell you what I get most of. I have no idea, and I've stated, I don't know why publishers keep sending these to me. I've stated I cannot stand this type of gardening book. And that is what they call the coffee table book, which is a large book, which is the other reason I don't give it away, because these books are heavy. And I, you know, it's just too expensive to ship. But it's a coffee table book, and it has virtually no information in it.
It has pretty pictures of gardens. I like gardening books that tell you how to do things. I do. I love gardening books that tell you how to. I wrote one, as a matter of fact. It's coming out first of next year for the spring. But it kind of tells you how to do things. But I'm not here plugging my book. I'm not even going to tell you the name of it. But, you know, when I get these books, rarely do I get those kind of books. I get some of them. And when I do, I talk about them. I used to have the authors on as guests, but that just turned out to be the most boring radio in the world. But once in a while, I get a book. Well, today, in the mail, or yesterday, I got a book. I am holding here in my formerly chlordane-stained hands the press release on the book. Let me read it to you. Because I like this book, and I'm going to give the book away. How to Raise a Plant and Make It Love You Back by Morgan Doan, Aaron Harding, and Aaron Harding. I guess their Twitter is at Houseplant Club. That's what I guess. I'm going to try and read this. I had an eye exam today, and they dilated me for the first time ever. So reading might be a bit of a trick, but let's give this a shot. The current celebrity stars of Instagram are houseplants, and the more photogenic, the better. They have become the new accessory for the busy millennials, and why not? Plants bring life into your apartment. They can make a house a home and provide a spot of color. They are easier to care for than pets, and they dress up little selfies rather nicely. All right, then it goes on. All right, available October 2018. This is October, I guess. It's available. Chronicle Books published it. I got the book right here in my, like I say, right here in my hand. It's pink, and it has a plant on the front. And you open it up. It's a small book, but it is kind of a cool book. I like it. And they go into great detail on how to care for houseplants. And they talk about propagation and everything. Oh, there's a picture of the authors. Very nice. Very, very light. Very, very, very nice. Okay, but they go into propagation, repotting and potting up, vacation plant care, a plant sitter. Do you need a plant sitter? You know, there has been a time in my life when I had, at one point, about 170 plants inside my house. Not anymore. But there was a time before I had cats that I had that many plants. And I literally, when we would go on vacation, I would have to have somebody come in and watch over the plants. I did that. So, yeah, you need plant sitters. Tools of the trade, containers, soil, amendments, fertilizer, aeration stick, tools, pest control. They go into great detail. I like this book. I recommend this book to you. I have no idea how much it costs. Is there a price? It's $16.99. I think it's worth its weight. I really do. I'd go to Amazon right now, and I would buy it if I were you, unless you want it for free, and you are the lucky person. How do you become the lucky person? Let's see. Morgan Diane lives in Tampa. Oh, she lives here. Wow. With her husband, Brian, and their little dog, Foster. She loves string of pearls. Let's see, and philodendrons, and, oh, she lives in Tampa. Isn't that nice? And again, I'm having a hard time reading this because I did the eye exam today. Erin Harding lives in Portland, Oregon, with her husband, Tim, and sons, Oliver and Otis. And she purchased her first houseplant, the pregnant onion plant, okay, over 20 years ago. That's nice. I wish I could read more of this out loud, but I can't because I can't see it. But I'm going to give this plant away. Yeah, how about that? I'm going to give this plant book away because I think it's a cool book full of, like I say, lots of ideas, lots of how-tos, lots of full-color pictures, and it's cool. So how do you get the book? Oh, and I throw in the press release. I don't know. When I give books away, everybody gets all excited that I throw in the press release. I don't know why. If there's a press release in it, I will mail it to you at my own expense. How's that? How do you get it? The first person to email me at michael.kroos@gmail.com and says the following words, I want my plant to love me back. That's all you got to do. If you're the first one in, first one, guess what? You get the book. Okay? That's all you have to do.
You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, I was asked about lawn revitalization, and I guess this is as good a time as any to talk about it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and how do we revitalize our lawns? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Fall is a wonderful time to think about doing just that. I'm kind of a big one for doing that in the fall, and there's different types of revitalization that we think about and that we do. And it depends upon what kind of grass that you have. Now, one of the things that we do to revitalize lawns is we break up the thatch. Yeah, how do we do that? Again, depending upon what type of lawn that you have. And thatch, I got to tell you, you get to build up a thatch, you're going to have a very hard time getting nutrients and air and water and everything down into the soil, because it isn't the grass that we take care of, essentially. You know, it kind of looks that way, but I learned many, many years ago from Rob Ringer of Ringer Lawn Restore fame that we take care of the soil. If we take care of the soil takes care of everything else. And when you have a thatch buildup, you ain't taking care of the soil, because all kinds of natural things that happen, you know, when birds fly in the air and they poop and it comes down there, or birds die and fall down, all of the stuff, leaves fall down, you know, just stuff flies through the air, lands on the ground. Rain, all of that, all this natural stuff that happens, if it can't get down into the soil, it's not going to do any good. So once in a while, we have to do something to take care of that. Now, I want to tell you how obsessed I was with that at one time, especially on a lawn that I had many years ago. The soil was so compact in this ground. It was almost like concrete. It really was. I mean, grass was growing, but the soil was like concrete. And I said, okay, at that time in Florida where I lived, nobody had core aerators. I tried to rent one. Nobody had one. So here's what I did. I went out and I took a pitchfork. Thank goodness I did not have a big front yard there at that house either. But I went out there with a pitchfork, and I just started jamming it into the ground everywhere. And my neighbors are looking at me like I'm nuts. Oh, are you taking out aggression there, Michael? Nope. Working on the soil. And I just jammed. That was, oh, man, talk about, you know, a workout. I'm out there, boom, 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 just jamming it everywhere I could go. I was just doing it, and this was kind of the early days. As a matter of fact, this is how long ago this was. This was when I was doing fill-in on a local gardening radio show before I had the national show. So it's been more than 30 years ago when this went on. But that soil was so compact that I just went out there and I did that because I could not get a core aerator. I went up north and I saw these people who had these aerators. I said, oh, man, I'm going to do that when I get back to Florida. And nobody had them. They just didn't exist. So I went and I bought myself. I went to a wholesale gardening supply place called Garden and Hardware down in Pinellas Park, Florida. I walked in and I said, I need me a really good heavy pitchfork. And what are you going to do? And I told him, he said, you're nuts. I said, thank you. And so they sold me one that was heavy. They said, this thing's heavy, and it's going to be easier to get down into the ground. And it was a heavy pitchfork. It was heavy. And at the time, I paid a bunch of money for it, too. I forget what it was, but it was expensive. And I just did that. I said, okay, didn't seem to help. It just didn't seem to help. And then it was right about that time that a farmer that I knew from North Carolina talked to me about this. And I was, you know, telling him about it. He goes, oh, he says, I'm going to tell you a little secret about compacted soils. I said, okay, tell me the secret. He says, you know an Amway distributor? I said, yeah, I know an Amway distributor. As a matter of fact, I had a cousin who was an Amway distributor. And then I found out my uncle was an Amway distributor. He wasn't telling anybody, but I had an uncle who was an Amway distributor. And he says, here's what you want to buy. He said, what you really want to buy is something called Amway All-Purpose Spray Adjuvant, but you got to buy that in a 2.5-gallon jug, and it's going to be expensive. He said, buy this instead. It's going to be cheaper. And he said, buy a bottle of something called Amway LOC. I said, Amway LOC. He said, yep. He says, and what you do is you take a 1-gallon watering can, or you can take a 2-gallon watering can. And you mix 3 ounces, put the water in first. Whatever you do, put the water in first. And he says, then you add 3 ounces of Amway LOC for each gallon of water. I said, okay. He says, and then you walk out and you water the yard. You take your time. He says, it's probably going to take you the whole bottle to get your front yard done. He knew my front yard. And he says, it's probably going to take you the whole, you know, bottle to get it done. He said, but put that down. And he says, as soon as you're done with that, water the yard. As soon as you're done with that, water the yard. I said, okay. Because I got to tell you, when it would rain, it was like the water would beat up and just run away. I mean, some of it would penetrate, but it would just beat up. It was like I said, it was like concrete. Even after I took that pitchfork out there, he was laughing when I told him about that. But I did that. I went out, and it actually took 2 bottles of Amway LOC. I guess I was a little heavy-handed. And by the way, at that time, buying Amway LOC from an Amway distributor, at the time, my cousin lived in Alabama, so I wasn't going to buy it from him. But then I found out my uncle was a distributor, and my uncle said, yeah, he said, but I'm going to have you buy it from my guy. I said, okay. He says, my guy lives in Dunedin. At the time, I lived in Dunedin. I call his guy up, and his guy is... He wanted to have me come over to the house and, you know, put me... I just want to buy the stuff. Amway distributors are real tricky about that. They try and get you to come over to the house, and then they show you pictures of yachts. That's what they do. But I said, no, I just want to buy the stuff. So I was able to go buy the stuff from this Amway direct distributor. As it turns out, he had it all over his garage. So I bought it. He goes, if you become a distributor, it's... I said, no, I just want to buy this stuff. So I bought, you know, the bottle, and then I had to go back and buy another bottle. And so I went back. I, as a matter of fact, I realized I was just a little more than halfway done, and I ran out, and I said, I wonder if I can go over there. And it wasn't that far from where I lived, so I hopped in my car, drove over there, knocked down his door, said, I need another bottle. He goes, oh, okay. Sells me another bottle. He says, you should buy the Amway All-Purpose Spray Adjuvant. Comes in a 2.5-gallon jug. It costs... I just do it in my yard, man. I said, one more bottle of LOC. I got this. He goes, okay, you're on. So I took it, and I finished up the yard, and then I watered the yard. And this miraculous thing happened right before my eyes. By the way, I am not an Amway distributor. I have no financial connection to Amway. But I got to tell you, this miraculous thing happened right before my eyes. I noticed that the water, instead of beating up and like floating away, and then you used to see all these dry spots. Even after a rain, there were spots that were just dry. It just penetrated. Everything penetrated the into the soil beautifully. It just penetrated right into the soil. And I said, I should fertilize. But I didn't get around to fertilizing. And I'm going to tell you something. The yard just started looking terrific. Now, I did not do the backyard. And you could go to my front yard to my backyard, and it was day and night. The backyard was still like concrete. Front yard was fabulous. I said, whoa. I said, that is just totally, totally fascinating. So I said, you know, I need to go back and see this guy again. So I went and saw this guy. And at the time, you know, I worked for a company that sprayed lawns. We were a lawn care company, you know, old lawn care company. And we would run into lawns like this all the time. So I went back. I told my boss, you know, Jack Hitch, I said, you know, about this stuff. And he told me, oh, I knew about that. I said, well, why didn't you tell me about it? You didn't ask. I said, okay. So, you know, I said, I happen to know where this direct distributor guy is, and I can go buy this stuff. And so I went, I asked him, I said, how much is a 2.5 gallon jug of the Amway all-purpose spray adjuvant? And it was, I don't remember the numbers, but it was like really expensive, unless you were a distributor. I didn't want to be a distributor. So I went back to Jack, said, I'll be a distributor. So we signed Jack up as a distributor. And we started buying the stuff, and we were selling this to people who needed it. We would say, we'll put this stuff down for you. And we were putting it in our spray tanks, actually, and spray on a small spray tank, and spraying it on the yards that, you know, were just had really hard soil. And it worked wonderfully. I later found out that there, the alternatives, you can use Amway LLC, and then there's another company by another product by another company called Shackley Basic H. Does the same exact thing, 3 ounces, gallon of water, and sprinkle it on with a watering can. You want to revitalize your lawn? That's a way to do it. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
It has come to my attention that I, Michael Gross, host of the nationally syndicated Ask the Garden Geek, on radio stations throughout the Fruited Plain, all across America, as they say, and, maybe in some other places, I don't know, but it has come to my attention that I, Michael Gross, do not have a single, solitary houseplant in my house. You know, and I, this is wrong. This is absolutely wrong, but it is something that I'm going to have to live with for a while. And it wasn't always the case. The houseplants left my life about 6 years ago. Before I had children, and my oldest kid is 38 years old. He's a man, Tyler. He's 38 years old. But before we had children, I had gads of houseplants. I had just houseplants everywhere. You would not believe the houseplants that I had. And then as I had kids, and there are five now, the numbers of houseplants dwindled down, but they always were there. I always had houseplants, and always had my favorite houseplants, okay? Diffenbachia was one of my favorites. I love Diffenbachias. There was just corn plants, love corn plants. The weeping fig, the Ficus benjamina, loved them. And I always had those. And, you know, but when I became a single man and I bought this house, what did I have? I had a corn plant. I had a Diffenbachia. I had two Diffenbachias. And I had one very nice weeping fig, the Ficus benjamina, that was in the corner. And by the way, I'll give you hints on these things in a few moments. And then, about 8 years ago, my son Kyle, who is right now, how old is Kyle now? Kyle is 36. Well, he's about to be 36. About 8 years ago, he showed up. He works theater, and he had just finished a gig with a theater in New Orleans and was going to join
the Big Apple Circus is working in, you know, production and lighting. He said, could you babysit my cat? I said, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll babysit your cat. Next thing you know, and that cat's name is Cornelius. Wonderful cat. Been here for 8 years now. But, you know, and to be honest, you know, Kyle came to get the cat about a year later and saw my face when he was going to take the cat, and he decided the cat was going to stay here a little bit longer because that cat and I fell in love. But anyway, Cornelius was not nice to the houseplants, and I got rid of the Diffenbachias right away because if a cat bites into a Diffenbachia, it paralyzes their mouth. It does terrible things. So I got rid of them. And then, I don't know, about 2 years later, my son Zach, who was still living with me, said he wanted a cat and that Cornelius needed a pet. So Ramona came into our lives, went to the Humane Society. I will tell you straight out that Ramona did not like houseplants. Ramona just terrorized the rest of the houseplants, got into my weeping fig and tore it apart. Weeping fig dropped leaves like you wouldn't believe. I had to make a decision. And let me tell you something about weeping figs, by the way. You know, weeping figs are, when you get one, you put it in one place, it's going to drop a bunch of leaves, but you put it in one place that you want it. Don't change your mind. Just put it in one place and don't terrorize it, and it will stay there. If you decide you want to move it, you can move it, but understand it's going to freak out and drop all its leaves. Well, imagine what my weeping fig did when Ramona came and decided to terrorize this plant. So the plants all had to go. So for the last 6 years, I've dwindled down to having zero houseplants. Then I get this book. The book I got in the mail, and it is so fascinating. I recommend this gardening book to you. The book is called How to Raise a Plant and Make It Love You Back. Important key there, make it love you back. You know, we all buy houseplants, and we love them. We do. And then they die. They don't love us back. It is more common than not that the houseplants do not love you back. But it's not difficult to make them love you back if you know how. I got to tell you, this book is cool because this book actually goes into great detail. I love gardening books that tell you how to do things. And this book does that. It goes into great detail, lots of color, photographs, how to take cuttings, care and maintenance, what to do with your new plants, because, you know, new plants, they like certain parts of the house. You got to learn these things. And this book tells you everything, and it's very simple. It's not a big book. It's an easy read. Vacation plant care. Back, you know, before I had kids and I had all these plants in the house, I actually had to have a plant sitter when we went on vacation. Somebody just popped in about 3 days in and made sure everything was nice, watered, you know, this type of thing. But they go in, you know, tools of the trade, they go into great detail. This book was written by two ladies. One of them's name is Morgan Doan, and the other is Erin Harding of the Houseplant Club, whatever that is. I want to join. I can't have a houseplant yet until these cats are gone. But there's going to be a point when I don't have cats and I can have houseplants again. You know, because my cats do not, especially the little one. The little one will terrorize houseplants. So no houseplants for me. I recommend that you buy this book. How much does it cost? It is $16.99. I bet you can get it cheaper on Amazon. I don't know that. The book just came out in October. That's now. I recommend that you buy it. But guess what I'm going to do? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give one of them away right now. This one, by the way, it's pink. It's just really a cool, just a cool book. And I'm going to give it away to the first person who emails me. And you email me at michael.crose, C-R-O-S-E, michael.crose@gmail.com. But you have to say one thing. Well, the other thing, you have to put your name and address in there. People, when I give books away, they do the one crazy thing I ask them to do, like take a picture of their pet, you know, with a plant or whatever. But this one's easy. All you have to do is say, I want my plant to love me. That's all you got to do. First person that sends me an email that says, I want my plant to love me, that's all you need to do. And then I will email you back if you're the winner, and then I'll ask you for your address. And then I will mail you the book. So, How to Raise a Plant and Make It Love You Back by Morgan Doan and Erin Harding. And I'm not going to have them on as guests. I don't do guests anymore. But they look like cool people. So maybe I will do them as a guest sometime. You never can tell. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.